scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. The Rockets take on Fort Loramie in a big Shelby County League clash tonight. Great crowd on hand. Very few empty seats as we await the opening tip-off. It's about 7 or 8 minutes down the road. The Anna Rockets 7-0 on the year, 4-0 in the Shelby County League. Wins in league play over Jackson Center away from home. That was a huge matchup last Friday night, and we covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna won it 65-48. Rockets have 3 home victories in league action against Botkins, Fairlawn, and Houston. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie at 3-2 is 1-1 in league play, with a victory away from home against Houston and a loss at Jackson Center.
or I should say a loss to Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. Chuck, this Fort Loramie team has won games this year, scoring in the 30s. It's a club that needs to score probably 50 or 60 tonight to be in this game because Anna is red hot, pouring in better than 74 points a game, shooting at nearly 50%. And Fort Loramie's got the athletes. The question is, can the Redskins score enough points or play fantastic defense tonight to slow down Anna?
Well, they're going to have to do both. If they score 35 points tonight, they're going to get beat by 30. I guarantee that. But, you know, Anna, we've seen them once. We saw them last week at the Jackson Center. They put 65 points on the board at Jackson. A Scott Elkert team very rarely, if ever, gives up 65 points in a basketball game. That's how good Anna is. They have three outstanding scorers in Dosick and Huelskamp and Bixler. But what's as impressive with besides those three young men is you got role players that you can tell just really don't care if they score. They want to do what's best for the team, and that's Leininger. They got Stewart, and they got Carter Elliott. So that is six young men right there that I can pinpoint that are going to be real hard to beat.
Chuck, you mentioned the trio of Dosick, Huelskamp, and Bixler. I don't think I've ever seen three young men, the senior in Dosick, the juniors in Huelskamp, and Bixler, improve together as much as those three have from last season to this.
Well, I think last year they weren't asked to be big scorers.
Right.
Because you had Benzman, you had other kids out there. Now they do have to be the scorers, and they have shown that they are up for the task.
Well, it's a club that has shot the ball extremely well from outside. Griffin Dosick is extremely dangerous. He can shoot the three. He's 6'5", looks like he's 6'7", with his long arms. And if you go chest-to-chest against him out front, he'll take it right to the cup. Huelskamp and Bixler are mighty quick. They shoot the three ball extremely well, too. Fort Loramie's defense is going to be challenged. That's one element of the Redskins' play so far this year that has been pretty good.
Well, Loramie's defense is the strength of them right now. I mean, you were right. They've got to figure out how to put points on the board tonight. But defensively, this is going to probably be, and this is taking Jackson Center into consideration, this is probably going to be the most athletic defensive group that Anna has seen this year so far.
Yeah, well said. Fort Loramie needs to get two or three young men in double digits tonight. It's a club that's had one in doubles this year in every game but one. For example, Eli Rosengarten poured in 22 points for Fort Loramie in the loss to Jackson Center by a score of 40-34. Nick Randowee dropped in 15 in the win over New Bremen, 37-33. In each of those two games, though, Rosengarten against Jackson Center, Randowee against New Bremen, the only young men in doubles. And in a loss to St. Henry, 39-36, no one scored more than 8 points. The Redskins need probably 60 tonight, 15 a quarter, to stay in the game.
I think you're right. I mean, Brandewee and Rosengarten have both got to have offensive games tonight. They can't just have one play and one not score at the other end. And Nathan Ratterman back. I mean, he's 6'4", has a deadly outside shot. He can shoot over top. He's kind of like Dosick. Dosick can shoot over top of the defense. And he's got the same ability out there, Ratterman. They need him. They definitely need him to score, get some points for him. And then Mitchell Burning's been playing quite a bit. Mason Kemper, they need to get something out of him. And sophomore Nolan Burning has been playing really well for them in a role.
And Chuck, you saw firsthand the Fort Loramie victory over Versailles, 45-38 on Saturday. Eli Rosengarten was red hot in that game, as he was earlier this season against Jackson Center.
Yeah, he played really well. And let's just say that that was not your typical Versailles boys basketball team.
No.
That there wasn't an orange to be found. There was a few in the stands, but none of them were out there playing, and that made a big difference.
And Nate Ratterman, good to see him back for Fort Loramie.
He poured in two big triples against Versailles in that victory by the Redskins over the Tigers on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I thought offensively, I mean, they didn't score a ton of points, but offensively, I thought that was, we've seen him, what, three times now, and that was the best offense I've seen him play so far this year.
And has played three league games already at home. This is the fourth. Only one league game on the road. So in the second round, Anna will have the majority of its games away from home. Somebody is going to have to knock off the Rockets in order to jumble up the league race. Keep in mind, last year it did get jumbled up because Anna defeated Fort Laramie twice. Rushi defeated Anna twice. And how did Fort Laramie and Rushi do against each other? The Redskins beat the Raiders twice.
So each team had bad matchups
right
against another team, but I don't think that's going to happen this year.
No.
They're going to be lucky if they have a loss in the league this year.
Yeah, right. And somebody needs to pin one on Anna early to make this race interesting the latter half of January into February. Should be a fine game. It was an entertaining junior varsity game.
One of the best we've seen.
Fort Laramie held on to win it, Chuck?
No, Anna.
Anna pulled it out.
Anna won it.
Two good young clubs at the JV level. These two teams, Chuck, look like they're in good shape for the next couple, 3 years. A lot of young talent coming along.
Well, Gavin Kemper for Fort Laramie had 29. Woo. And when you go to the other side, they had three young men. They had four young men in double figures for a JV team. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Damon Mesher and Colin Moore playing a little more now down at the JV level. They can get a lot of minutes. Those two young men, Mesher and Moore, are freshmen and sophomore respectively. Who knows, we could see them back up on the varsity later in the year as they were a week and a half ago. These two teams have split the last six. Last year, Anna knocked off Fort Laramie twice. Redskins lost only three games the entire season 1 year ago. Two were to Anna, and then the third was to Marion Local in the regional tournament. Yep. Anna beat Fort Laramie 54-50 in OT and 59-55 late in the year at Fort Laramie when the Redskins were banged up. 2 years ago, Fort Laramie won twice, 54-29 and 51-44. In 2015-16, the club split. Anna won by 20, and Fort Laramie won by 9. In fact, Chuck, I went back the last 10 seasons, and guess what? In those 20 games, it's 10 apiece, 10 all.
Not a shock. No. I mean, you got two contrasting styles. You got two contrasting gyms. Fort Laramie's got the big college length floor. This is a nice, cozy gym for to Anna to play in.
Oh yeah, the Rockets like to run and get down the floor, and this one, as you alluded, Chuck, is about 10 feet shorter than the one at Fort Laramie, so the Rockets can get the fast break from one end to the other with a few less dribbles.
Yeah, man, you got the fans are right down on the sideline.
Yep. At
Laramie, you got quite a little bit of distance back.
We've got Anna and we've got Fort Laramie. Full house here at Anna tonight. It's noisy. Should be a great game. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie. A world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between to south of Butkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. In Rushi, thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi.
and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits and call 937-498-7282. And in Anna, Wells Brothers Inc., which includes eight growing divisions. Starting lineups in the tip in a moment. Anna Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Anna Rockets home tonight against the Fort Loramie Redskins. Rockets in the home white green numerals. Green striping down the sides of the shorts. Fort Loramie, the road black from top to bottom. Red numbers, white piping. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for good reason. Quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And thank you, Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant. Across from Lake Loramie, Big Route 362 in Minster. Fine food. You'll love that baked haddock dinner at night. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast. A variety of wraps at lunch, plus the gourmet burger. Maury's Landing, Route 362 across from Lake Loramie. Outstanding cuisine. Up to Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, are hoping that Rosengarten, Brandewee, and Ratterman, all three, can step up and darn near offset the scoring of that double-digit scoring trio of Anna, which includes Yulskamp, Bixler, and Dosek.
I think that's the only way that they're going to be in this basketball game is if those three can match up with the big three from the Rockets.
Yep. These Anna Rockets have been shooting at nearly 50% all year long, about 45% from behind the arc. Here's the opening tip to start the game. It's won by the Anna Rockets. Anna's got Isaac Leininger at guard, 5'11 junior. Griffin Dosek, 6'5 senior. Here's a long three to start the game by Riley Hulskamp, and you can count it. Hulskamp and Bixler at guards, both juniors. Hulskamp 5'10, Bixler 5'11. Carter Elliott, the fifth starter, 6'4 senior. And right away, just as Anna's done all year long, Chuck, a lead to start the game. Anna scored the first field goal in every single contest it's played.
Well, they gave him too long of a look, and if they're going to let him set his feet like that, he's going to drill you.
Redskins in the forecourt to our left. Nick Brandewee, Jake Ratterman, 6'2", 6'1", respectively. Eli Rosengarten, 6'1", senior. Nate Ratterman, 6'4", senior. Mason Kemper, 6'4", senior, in the opening five. And there's Nate Ratterman, bombs away. He matches Hulskamp. We're tied at three. Quickly, Anna throws it 40 feet down the floor to Bixler. He skips into the lane, misses a seven-footer. The rebound to Elliott, raked away from him by Fort Loramie. Redskins snared the board and bring it up the floor. 25 feet out on the right. It goes to Rosengarten, who steps through the top of the circle. Swish-a-roo! An 18-footer, a long deuce. 5-3, Fort Loramie leads. Good shooting start. Anna with the ball to our right. It is Leininger. High post to Dosik outside the arc on the left to Bixler. Bixler straight away to the three-point shooter. It is missed by Dosik. Hit the backboard in the rim and then ricocheted to midcourt where it was tracked down by Bixler. He goes into the right corner to Carter Elliott. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Redskins get a steal with good D. Fort Loramie forecourt to her left. We played nearly 2 minutes. Fort Loramie leads it 5-3. Brandewey steps inside the top of the circle behind the foul line. Bingo! 17-footer.
If they're going to shoot 100%, they're going to stay right in the game. That's for sure.
7-3. After Anna nailed the first shot, Fort Loramie has drilled three in succession. Four-point lead, Redskins. 5:50 left to go here in the first period. Left side of the floor, Hillscamp for Anna. Gives it up out of high to Dosik. Dosik to Bart Bixler. Bixler goes to the right corner of Leininger. He exchanges passes with Carter Elliott. It's reversed, left side of the floor to Bixler. Good man-to-man defense here by Fort Loramie. The Rockets revolve the ball to the right corner. Fading back is Hillscamp. A long bomb. In again. Hillscamp's got two trifectas. 7-6, Fort Loramie up one. 5:22 to go here in the first quarter of play. Nate Ratterman up and over the timeline for Fort Loramie. It goes to Rosengarten near the Anna logo at midcourt, picked up there by Bixler. Rosengarten dribbles between the legs. Man-to-man defense by Anna. 25 feet away on the left, it's Ratterman. Coming out to challenge him is Elliott. Ball popped in the air by the Rockets. It's loose. Ratterman's got it. Scattered floor. Darts to the rim. Foul against Anna. Ratterman is awarded two. Now the Rockets pried the ball free. Fort Loramie was able to gain the ball and gain the advantage then in the half court.
Yeah, Ratterman looks like he's back to 100%. He's moving really well with and without the ball.
Yep, sure does.
And you can look at these young men out here on the floor and know that these two teams play football in the fall.
You're so right about that. Ratterman left-handed style at the stripe connects. 8-6, Fort Loramie leads. We played just over 3 minutes opening period. Anna 7-0, Fort Loramie 3-2. Rockets 4-0 in league play. Fort Loramie 1-1. Second foul shot buried again by Ratterman. 9-6 Redskins. Clock winding down below 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Hillscamp headed the key. Gives it up on the play to Dosik. It's shaken free by Fort Loramie. Scrum for the ball. Two black shirts, two white shirts. It's a jump. Arrow favors Anna. Nope. It signaled now Fort Loramie possession. Now the officials a bit confused. Look at the scores table a second, a third time, and it is awarded to Fort Loramie. Little token pressure in backcourt by Leininger of Anna. Left-hand dribble up the floor for Fort Loramie. 30 feet away on the left, it's Nate Meyer who's checked in now, 6 foot sophomore. Meyer throws for Rosengarten, deflected by Anna. Rosengarten tracks it down, though. Gives it up to Brandewey. Right flank, Rosengarten. Gets a screen 20 feet away from Kemper. Doesn't use it. Ball rotated. Left side of the floor, Nate Meyer. Gives it up to Kemper. Right side, Rosengarten. Pick and roll with Kemper. Kemper to the rim. Shoots it. Batted away by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Storming up the floor. Leininger outside the arc. Goes to Elliott. Back to Leininger. 25 feet away. Anna down three. Dosik shot fake. Nearly walked. Pivots, goes into the lane, a little flyer, short, no good, caromed off the iron, holding on the rebound against the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ball stays with Anna. 3:57 to go here in the first, 9-6, Fort Loramie up three. Baseline right, ball lobbed in by Leininger, into the lane, it's fed to Dosik. A lot of muscle being shed on the inside. Dosik goes up strong, left it short. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Redskins get the rebound. Ratterman pulls his way down the floor, and he goes barreling in from the left flank, and he draws a two-shot foul.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Dosik is not been in the with this physicalness of that Fort Loramie's got inside so far this year.
Yeah, I would agree. It really showed there on that last penetration move by Griffin. He was bothered when the Redskins flexed their muscle right in his face on the inside. Dosich had a couple of pretty good looks below the foul line, come up short. Free throw by Ratterman up and in. He's hit three straight at the stripe.
Well, including free throws, and I'm going to jinx him, but they haven't missed a shot yet.
Up and good as well. Four in a row for the charity line for Ratterman, who is a little gimpy on that ankle, the one that was injured late in the football playoff run. He does stay on the floor, though. Anna brings it down the court behind by five, 11-6. Here's Bixler setting up and shooting a long rainbow three, high right, 24-footer. Bounced around, came off. Rebound underneath the board. Uelskamp can't collect it. It's Fort Loramie possession. 11-6, Redskins up five. Eight players in backcourt, four white shirts, four black shirts. It's inbounded by Fort Loramie up the left side to Brandewey. 30 feet away to Meyer. Ball high overhead. Meyer into the top of the circle. Bullet pass right wing to Brandewey. 3:16 to go first quarter. On top, Rosengarten near side, Nate Meyer. Bounce pass low in the left to the cutter. Here's a tough reverse layup by Grant Albers. No good. Loose ball right corner. Picked up by Rosengarten, and he sinks it. Boy, has Fort Loramie benefited from loose rebounds and scattered floor situations to lead 14-6. Anna takes a timeout. 3 minutes left, opening period on scores.broadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna, where the Fort Loramie Redskins are blistering the net so far.
Well, they've made all four shots from the floor, and they've 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Don't get much better than that.
Nate Ratterman back at full tilt makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, and the thing he also does playing defense out there, he's the same size as Dosich, so Dosich's not getting the looks he was getting against Jackson Center.
Here's Bixler outside the circle on the right. Let's see what Anna comes up with after the timeout. Nate Barhorst club down 8 to Corey Britton's team with 2:45 to go here in the first. Here's a drive, but Dosich mid-range shot, banked it in from 12, and he was grazed on the elbow as he released it. It's a three-point play chance for Griffin Dosich for the Anna Rockets.
Well, that's your best player, and that's your senior, so that's what they need. They had that timeout. They came out, and they're making Dosich be an offensive threat.
Free throw by him, swish, and it's 14-9. The 8-point lead for Fort Loramie shaved to 5. Redskins in backcourt, Rosengarten up ahead to Ratterman, puts his head down, digs hard up the court against Cameron Stewart. 6'1 junior is in now for Anna. Dribble drive through the top of the circle, staggering a little bit as Grant Albers for Fort Loramie. He double dribbled, the 6'2 sophomore turns it over. Anna possession. 2.5 left here in the first. 14-9 Redskins. Anna down by 8. 20 seconds to go. Anna's only trailed one other occasion in a game this year. And they've been down by as many as 8 already early in this one. Rockets now behind by 5. Here's a dribble drive by Bixler to the foul line. On a wee behind him to Leininger. Leininger loops up a shot in the lane. It catches the iron. Caroms into the right corner. We've got a shoving foul on the rebound attempt. It goes against Fort Loramie. It's common. Anna will throw in.
Yeah, well, Kemper was going to go get the rebound. He didn't have advantage, and he kind of reached out and grabbed Dosich and pulled him back. The referee looking right at it.
Third team foul in Fort Loramie. Anna's got two. Ball inbound, but oh, what a play. Nice dish. It was Hillscamp hitting Bixler, gliding down the left side of the lane, and he banked it in on the run. Good out-of-bounds effort below the rim by Anna, which gets a quick deuce to cut it to three. Minute 59 left here in the first period of play. We've got six players in backcourt. Token pressure from Anna. The ball lobbed in, batted out of bounds by Leininger. Isaac Leininger, 5'11", junior, wide receiver on the football team. He's got good hops. He went up in the air and mashed that ball into the Anna mat at the end of the floor. Redskins do get it in this time. Rosengarten on the dead run. Then he circles the wagons out of the top of the circle. Minute 45 left in the first. Pick and roll right side of the floor by Fort Loramie. Blocked in the lane, but Dosik. And then Yulstamp's got it. Knocked free by Fort Loramie. Good hustle play by both teams. What an effort by the Redskins' Jake Ratterman as he pried the ball loose from the Anna player, who then, in anxiousness to get it back, fouled. Fort Loramie possession. Common personal, three each way. 14-11, three-point lead Fort Loramie, 1:35 to go first quarter. Way out on the floor, left side, it is Rosengarten, gives behind him to Brandewick. Anna scored five straight. Right side pass, Rosengarten, back to Brandewick, spin move, thought about going back door to Eli, didn't. Oh, feeds a free man in the paint area, Mason Kemper, 12-foot jump shot, yes. Nice patience by Fort Loramie, good look by Kemper. 16-11, Redskins up five, on top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket, fadeaway 10-footer in. Nifty move by Bixler, who's poured in two straight goals for the Rockets. 16-13, Fort Loramie, a minute to go, first period. Here's Brandewee, left corner, goes cross-court to Ratterman, long, high-arching 24-footer, good! Ratterman from way downtown. 19-13, Fort Loramie. Hillscamp, top of the circle to Dosik for Anna. Right side to Leininger. Gets a screen from Dosik. Goes cross-court to Stewart. Left side of the floor, Bixler. Foul line extended left. Pulls up, 14-footer. Hits the rim. Kerplunk, it falls in. Soft touch by Bart, who's made three straight hoops for the Rockets. 19-15, Fort Loramie. 22 seconds left, first quarter.
Well, both teams are shooting lights out.
Extremely well played opening stanza. Near steal at midcourt by Yulstamp, who went sprawling on the hardwood for it. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 16.7 to go here in the first.
And Loramie looking at probably what they normally have at halftime.
You're so right about that, Chuck. Ball lobbed into backcourt to Brandewee. Looks at the clock, 14-13. Up the left side to Jake Ratterman. Now in a weave to Rosengarten with seven to go. Ball knocked free by Anna. Picked up by Bixler at midcourt. A run out the other way to the rim. Good with 2 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie inbounds it. Buzzer sounds. Quarter closes. Good rally by Anna, which once trailed 14-6. It's 19-17, Fort Loramie up two after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. And M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Plus Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. Second quarter opens up and a possession. Rockets down two. Griffin Dosik's got the ball in the right corner. He tries to force his way along the baseline, blocking foul against the Redskins.
That's the second foul on Kemper. He's been doing a nice job defensively. He needs to sit now.
Anna inbounding, ball lobbed to midcourt to Bixler. Chuck, he had a very good first period, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored eight, the last eight, actually.
Two-point lead, Fort Loramie. Bixler on the arc, gets a screen from Dosik. Flips it back to Griffin, who tries to pour in a long one. It hits the back brace. Long rebound, kicks out to Hulskamp. Fires to Stewart in the left corner, doesn't shoot. On top to Carter Elliott. Now Hulskamp, 25 feet away. Stewart in the left corner. Tries to maneuver on Nolan Burning, who's in now. 5'11 sophomore for Fort Loramie. A minute gone here in quarter number two. Rockets down two to the Redskins. Stewart, left corner, Bixler. Thought about driving, didn't. Shut off of Randewick. Cross-court pass, Hulskamp. Long, high-arching floater. In again. Hulskamp's got three long-range triples. 20-19, Anna up one. Fort Loramie led 14-6. With a couple minutes to go in the first quarter, and Anna has outscored Fort Loramie over the last 3.5 minutes to the tune of 14-5. Here's a missed shot at the left end of the floor by Fort Loramie, and then Anna with a long heave. That pass deflected out of bounds in the corner of the floor by the Redskins. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie gesturing to the official, Nate Barhorst. Head coach of Anna barking out instructions.
I was going to say, I didn't think it was tipped. It's going to be Loramie ball.
Yes, that's the right decision. And that's what Corey wanted. The officials made eye contact and gave the ball to the right team. It's Redskins possession. Fort Loramie now down one after leading by as many as eight in the first. Rosengarten elbow on the right. Stop and go move to the rim. Puts it up from 5 feet. He's hacked. Well done by Rosengarten, who attracts the two-shot foul.
Well, he has gone from a set three-point shooter to a basketball player. The kid goes to the rim very well.
Free throw by Eli. Got it. 20-20 tie. 6:13 left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie does have a height advantage at the guard spot, Chuck. A few inches edge to Fort Loramie per man out front. Second free throw, Rosengarten. A lot of rim, and it skips in. 21-20, Redskins up a point. Midcourt, Hulskamp works around a screen from Griffin. Dosik. Then Hulskamp scrambles his way into the lane. Stumbles a little bit. That's because he was tripped. Common foul on Fort Loramie. Team foul situation, 5 on the Redskins, 4 on the Rockets. And a very dangerous below the basket. Hulskamp fires to Dosik beneath the rim. Up strong. Good for two more.
With Dosik, Hulskamp, and Bixler have all of Anna's points.
Yep, that big trio is producing points heavily as we expected here tonight. Fort Loramie dribble drive up over the timeline. It's Rosengarten to the foul stripe. Behind him to Nate Meyer. Right corner. It is fed on the play to Albers. He plunges his way into the lane. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken down by the Rockets. Leininger, right corner, Elliott. Spots up, shoots the three. Rims it. And Fort Loramie snags the rebound. Brought down in the play by Rosengarten. He fires ahead to Colin Moore, who's checked in. Colin Moore, the football quarterback, saw some JV minutes tonight. Ball thrown top of the circle to Grant Albers. Punched away by Anna. Fort Loramie gets the loose ball back, though. Rosengarten hits Albers in the lane. Oh, a nifty shot fake. Missed the six-footer. It danced off the rim, and Fort Loramie climbed the ladder on the rebound attempt.
That was a great move. He just didn't finish.
Foul, Redskins over the back. Anna up one, 22-21 with 5 to play here in the second quarter. Again, Anna trailed 14-6 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. That's when it was, 3:15 to go to be exact. And Fort Loramie was on top by 8, 14-6. Anna's gotten untracked since, outscoring Fort Loramie 16-7 in the last 6 minutes of play. Dosik straight away with the ball for Anna. Number 15 fires right side to Stewart. Stewart gets a screen out on the floor from Bryce Meyer. 6'4 junior is in now for the Rockets. To Leininger, to Meyer, 20 feet away. Now Stewart. Ball fired to the right to Yulskamp. He guns another three. Missed it off the heel. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Brandewy up ahead to Rosengarten. Back to Nick. Nick whips a pass. Baseline left. It's Albers. Doesn't shoot. Gets the cut of Rosengarten, who drops it off right wing to Ratterman. 1 point lead, Anna. 4:16 left here in the second quarter. Here's Colin Moore. Moore to Nolan Burning. Far right side of the floor. Rosengarten double team momentarily. Still dribbles. Squeezes between two white shirts to the rim. Left it short. No good. Rebounded by Anna.
Anna's playing some defense.
Yep. Yeah, since about the midway mark of the first quarter, Rockets have gotten real stingy at the defensive end of the floor. Loramie's points hard to come by. Here's Lanier, foul line extended left for Anna, trying to budge his way into the lane, held by Fort Loramie, and it's the one and one.
I think that was the seventh, yep.
22-21, Anna up a point, 3:48 to go here in the second quarter. Lanier at the stripe. He bounces it on the floor one, two, three times, aims a flat free throw off the iron and right into the lap of Brandewey for Fort Loramie. One and one missed by Anna. 1 point lead Rockets. Rosengarten swings it on top to Brandewey. Brandewey far right flank. Rosengarten pops out high, catches, fade, shoots the 23-footer. It's heavy off the iron. Rebound down to Anna. Dosik up the floor to Yulskamp. Busted up by Rosengarten. A save back in play by Yulskamp, but right to a Fort Loramie player. It's Ratterman on the lead out the other way. He's got it for two. Timeout called as the Redskins take a 1 point advantage. 3:16 left in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, thank you, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. As so many people have traveled to Geyers from all over the Midwest, all over the country, for that matter. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Here's Dosik working hard for Fort Loramie, or I should say for Anna. He posts up outside the lane, back to the basket. Good drop step and spin move in off the window, and a foul against Fort Loramie as Dosik goes to work on the interior. And the Rockets are back up 124-23. And Fort Loramie is light for the most part, Chuck, that this first half is going to be played in the 20s. The free throw by Dosik is no good. It hit the heel and kicked way up in the air. Jerked down by Ratterman. Outlet to Rosengarten. He bores toward the basket from the right corner. Pulls up short corner. Good on the 15-footer. Fort Loramie back up a point. Bixler countering. Swish from 15. Woo! One basket, one direction, another the other way. Tit for tat right now. Both teams shooting a high percentage. 1 point lead, Anna, 26-25. 2:32 left to go, second quarter. On the arc, it's Brandewey. Straight away to Nate Meyer. Outside the arc, it's Rosengarten. Wide open shooter, left corner. Nate Meyer, no good, off the mark. Rebound, Anna. Here comes Yulskamp, darting up the floor. Now to Lanier. Fakes right, goes left. All the way to the rack. Scoops out at the rim. High off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Good hustle play for the Redskins. Fort Loramie can take the lead. Dribble drive in from the left wing. Power into the basket. Nate Meyer too hard on the shot.
Yeah, that was not a good shot.
Yulskamp, forecourt for Anna. 25-footer long, no good. Weak side rebound, Dosik, and he's hammered going up to shoot. And he's got a pair at the stripe.
That was a good foul, because if you're going to go ahead and foul him, then you want to make sure he has to get up off the floor. You don't let him make the layup.
Anna up one, a chance to go up three. Two shots here for Griffin Dosik. A minute 53 left in the second quarter, and he bags the free one. Anna's lead is 2. Anna was up 3-0 at the start of this game, Chuck. Excuse me. They've been up 1 a couple times here in the last 2 minutes. Now up 2. Dosa with a made free throw here can match the 3-point lead at the start of the game, and he does. 28-25 Anna, which, as I said, led 3-0 early. Then Fort Loramie led 14-6. And now the Rockets have charged back to go up by 3. Here's Rosengarten, nearly fouled in the left corner. Feeds it back out to Colin Moore. Now Rosengarten gets it in the right corner of the floor. Starts to drive, pulls up at the elbow. Leaves it behind him for a teammate. Here's a long, high-arching 3. It's good. A long rainbow downtown.
Jake Ratterman.
Jake Ratterman poured one in. That was a big basket. It tied the game up. And then Fort Loramie makes a steal. Quickly up the floor, Colin Moore. And flashing in front of him was Gilskamp, who forced the travel.
Yep.
Big three-pointer by Jake Ratterman. Fort Loramie getting just what the doctor ordered tonight. Contributions from everywhere. That's a big hoop, but Jake Kemper's gotten a goal. And as you alluded earlier, Chuck, the 28 points here by Fort Loramie in less than one half, that's oftentimes been Fort Loramie's sum in three full quarters this year. And as Anna works the ball in the half court, the Rockets are charged with an unstationary screen below the basket.
Well, I didn't see that. I'm all for making that call. I think it's something they needed to emphasize. I didn't see that one. I was looking right at it.
Yep, apparently very little movement detected by the official. And the borderline block away from the activity goes against Anna. Fort Loramie brings it down. Game tied on that last made three by Jake Ratterman. 28 apiece. 56 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's Ratterman, top of the circle. Bounce pass to Nate Meyer. Left side, Rosengarten. He chucks up a triple, a little long. Weak side rebound to Dosik. Up ahead to Leininger for Anna. 44 seconds to go here in the first half. Leininger spots up. Long rainbow. Ill-advised. Little crooked off to the right, and Fort Loramie's got the carom. 33 seconds to go in the second. Head coach Corey Britton for Fort Loramie says, we will settle for one. 23 seconds left here in the first half. Out near midcourt at Rosengarten. Ball fed to Ratterman between the rings. 15 to go. Rosengarten's doubled, and he looks for help. Now gets a timeout with 12 ticks remaining on the scoreboard clock. Late second quarter. We're even 28-28. And you can bet if you told head coach Corey Britton an hour ago that he'd be tied with seconds left in the clock late in the second quarter, he would have said, hey, I'll take that in a heartbeat.
And especially at 28-28.
Right. Here on the road at Anna, which had come in 7-0. Need the right solution for that true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it requires. The two pros, Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, are experts. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. Online at tomjerrys.com. 11, 10, 9 seconds to go until the end of the half. We're tied at 28. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Rosengarten, 25 feet away, goes to Ratterman. Ratterman banks it with a second left. In! A long one by Ratterman. Oh, he didn't mean to bank it, I don't think. He was falling away from about 28 or 29 feet. He kissed it in square right off the window. And the Fort Loramie Redskins have an upset in the making on the road here at Anna, leading the Rockets by 3, 31-28. In a beautifully played, entertaining first half of action at Anna in the Shelby County League. The 3-2 Redskins lead the 7-0 Rockets by Ratterman's triple after two quarters of play. Up here to halftime break, we'd like to let you know all about Maury's Landing, located across from Lake Loramie, Route 362 in Minster. The baked haddock dinner is outstanding. You can catch the catch of the day any day right there at Maury's Landing. Open at 6 a.m. in the morning. A lot of breakfast patrons. They're there daily at Maury's, well known for outstanding breakfast meals. And a variety of wraps at lunchtime, plus that gourmet burger. And the family of four in the evening can eat for $35 to $40 at Maury's Landing Restaurant. That's across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Anna trailing Fort Loramie by a score of 31-28 at the half here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we're Jack and Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Very good basketball game. Varsity Tilt being led by Fort Loramie by 3 points at the halftime break, 31-28. Anna won the JV game. It was a thriller. Wasn't decided till the last possession or two. A terrific performance in that first game tonight by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. How many points did he score, Chuck?
He had 29. I misspoke when I said it before the game. I looked at the freshman roster, but it was Caleb Meyer who had the 29. I wanted to make sure we gave the kid the props.
But Anna did pull out that JV
contest. They won it by four.
And Fort Loramie leads the Varsity Tilt by three. Anna's had a couple of three-point leads in this game at the very start of the contest. And then fairly late in the second quarter, Anna owned a three-point lead. But Fort Loramie has led the majority of this first half, no question. Redskins have taken the action to Anna. And this is the Rockets' poorest first half of the year. Fort Loramie's had a lot to do with that. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, yeah, I think it was their poorest half because of Fort Loramie. They're playing outstanding defense. They're shooting the ball incredibly well because I think Anna's playing good defense also. Loramie just making some shots. And that last shot by Ratterman that banked in, when you shoot the ball, they got three from Jake Ratterman, a two from Brandewey, and a two from Kemper. They scored 19 and 12, 31 at the half. Anna was led by Bart Bixler with 10, 9 from Dosick, 9 from Huelskamp, the only three that scored for him. They scored 17 and 11. They trail it 31 to 28 at the half.
That, Chuck, simply put, what's been the key for Fort Loramie to the Redskins' success here tonight?
Well, they're shooting the ball really well. And when you got somebody like Ratterman who, you know, you're hoping maybe if he gets back into basketball playing shape that he can get you 10 or 12 a game. Nobody's planned on him getting 15 in the first half.
Right.
And Brandewey had the first basket of the game, and I don't think he's taken a shot since then. They need to get him rolling offensively in the second half.
Anna Rockets' big three has done all the scoring. Anna needs help from elsewhere on the roster.
Well, they need, yeah. I mean, they could probably live with those three doing all the scoring. But on the other end of the floor, they've got to cool off Loramie, because right now Loramie's just shooting lights out.
31-28, Fort Loramie leads Anna here at the halftime break. That's our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Friday night high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a good one in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie ahead by 3 against Anna, 31-28, as the Redskins try to shock the Shelby County League and turn the race into a bit of a tizzy by beating Anna here on the Rockets' home floor. Rockets undefeated on the year, 7-0, 4-0 in league play. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we spotlight a couple cheerleaders. Tonight from Anna, it's Isaiah Plyman, a senior cheerleader, a 3.4 GPA, the son of Dan Plyman and Mike and Betsy Martin. He plays saxophone in the band, has participated in school musicals, a book club, one-act plays, also choir. He's a chaplain assistant with the National Guard. Eventually, he'd like to go on to a four-year university and pursue Christian ministry or teaching. For Fort Loramie, we spotlight Laura Gruey, junior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Dave and Peggy. She's a very active babysitter at church, takes part in a number of extracurricular activities at Fort Loramie. She'll study dental hygiene at a community college before transferring on to a major university. Isaiah Plyman of Anna, Laura Gruey of Fort Loramie, cheerleaders under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
And thank you, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. And for multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. We'll customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you through firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. That's Barker Insurance. That's for sure. Barker will tailor a plan perfectly to your needs. Barker Insurance, 492-1857.
You know, they came out with a set play. They ran a back door from Brandewee down to Rosengarten, and they're now up 5.
It was picture perfect. Beautifully done. Brandewee to Rosengarten for a deuce to start the third quarter for Fort Loramie. And then Anna pitches it away, a turnover. And the Redskins have got the ball back up 5. with 45 seconds gone here in the third period. Fort Loramie starting Jake Radiman and Mason Kemper, along with Rosengarten, Brandewee, and Radiman to begin play here in the second half. Rosengarten on the arc. They clear the floor for him. He tries to drive against Bixler. Can't do it. Flips it back out to Jake Radiman. Hand off to Brandewee, 35 feet away. He tries to steer his way down the left side of the floor. He's way out on the half court. Anna steps in front, gives him a knee. It's a common foul.
Second foul on Dosik.
6:52 remaining here in the third. Fort Loramie's lead is 5. Redskins have led for the bulk of this game. Anna had a 3-0 lead at the start and led by 3 on a couple of Dosik free throws fairly late in the second quarter. But Fort Loramie's taking charge otherwise. Ball inbounded, baseline left to Brandewee. Nobody checks him. A short corner jumper from 15 is right on target. And Fort Loramie's got a 7-point cushion again. Ill-advised pass. Bixler lobbing down inside for Carter Elliott. Off his fingertips, broken up by Fort Loramie, which fights it free. And the Redskins have got possession again. Up 7, 90 seconds gone in the third. Oh, here's a nice backdoor play by Fort Loramie. Worked beautifully. It's caught, driving hard to the basket and laid in. Was that Jake Radiman on the finish?
Yep. Yeah, that was a heck of a backdoor right there. And they're up 9. Anna has called timeout.
Redskins putting on a clinic here at the outset of the second half. 37-28 Fort Loramie. 6:20 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney. Anna rockets into the forecourt. 9-point game. Fort Loramie on top. Redskins trying to spring the major upset. Left side of the floor, Jules Camp. He goes baseline, cut off. Behind him to Elliott. A fadeaway three. Swish! He's got it. Big bucket by him. Elliott nails it, cutting the Fort Loramie 9-point cushion to 6. Rosengarten steers his way up the floor, all the way to the lane. Drives toward the basket. Kicked out of bounds by Anna. Carter Elliott's 3, Chuck, the first point made by a player for Anna other than the trio of Dosik, Juleskamp, and Bixler. Fort Loramie lobs into the lane to Nate Radiman. No shot available. So he bounces back out to the top of the key. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rosengarten. Jake Radiman came out to get it. Couldn't. Brandewee does. As Fort Loramie spreads the floor, a little different look by the Redskins here in the third quarter.
Well, yeah, I mean, Anna has really picked up the defensive intensity.
And here is a misfire on the perimeter by Fort Loramie as Jake Radiman tried to whistle a pass to Brandewee in the right corner, went behind him, out of bounds to Anna, which trails by 6, 37-31, 5:20 left in the third quarter. Anna 7-0, Fort Loramie 3-2. Here's Cameron Stewart. He navigates the lane all the way to the rack, lays it up high off the glass. No, it came off the rim. Rebound below the backboard. It's on the stripe, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Good drive by Stewart. He just couldn't finish.
Did everything but make the basket.
Token pressure in backcourt by Anna, which then relents. Left-hand dribble, Rosengarten against Bixler. Rosengarten 30 feet away. Bounce pass on top to Jake Radiman. Fort Loramie trying to open up the floor. Here's an overplay and a steal by Juleskamp. A bust out the other way. Up and in on the layup. 37-33. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to 4. Here's double to trouble in the backcourt. Being hemmed in is Rosengarten by 2 Anna players. And it rolls away out of bounds off Anna last. Oh, nearly a steal.
Boy, I tell you, like I said, the defensive pressure has really picked up now.
And the Rockets are ratcheting up the heat. 4-point game, Fort Laramie in the lead. It's been as much as 9, 37-28. 5 straight points by the Rockets to trim the deficit to 4. Rosengarten headed the key for Fort Laramie. Picked up by Bixler. Right wing pass fed on the play to Nate Meyer. Nate out near center circle to Brandewee. Brandewee at the elbow on the left. Here's a running left-hander by Brandewee. It glances off the rim. No good. Rebound Stewart. Long pass down the floor way over the head of Bixler out of bounds.
That's 3 turnovers for Anna here in the third quarter in the first 4 minutes.
Yep, Rockets clearly trying to hasten the pace at both ends of the floor and step up the action. Pressure by Stewart against Raderman has got the ball at midcourt for Fort Laramie. Redskins up 4. We played half the third quarter. Top of the circle, Kemper. Handoff on the play, 30 feet away to Nate Meyer. Now Raderman. Rosengarten, deep left corner of the floor. Little pick and roll. Nice play. Open baseline left. Raderman high off the window and in. Nate Raderman for 2 more. 6-point lead, Fort Laramie. Nate Raderman with a splendid game. Here's Stewart, left flank for Anna. Pick and roll with Dosik. Dosik, herky-jerky, wow, moving the paint. One-hander is in. Dazzling play by Dosik. 39-35. 4-point lead, Fort Laramie once more. Redskins drive it down the floor into the right corner. It's fed by Kemper on top to Brandewee. Checked tightly by Hielskamp. Brandewee on the bounce. 3:20 left in the third. Outside the arc on the right to Kemper. Right side of the floor, Rosengarten. Short corner jumper from 15. It hits the back of the iron. Kicks way up in the air. Rebound yanked down by Hielskamp. He glides up the floor to Dosik. He barrels into the lane. Defensive foul, a block against Kemper of Fort Laramie.
I think that's 3 on Kemper.
3:05 left here in the third quarter. The lead for Fort Laramie stands at 4, 39-35. Fort Laramie scored 8 in this period and a 7. Ball inbounded near the timeline to Dosik. He puts it on the floor with the left. Near side Elliott, who's launched in a 3 in this period. Left corner Bixler. Fort Laramie doing a pretty good job on Bart. He dribbles, pounds it on the floor into the lane. Awkward shot. Great D from Fort Laramie, which threw the shot off the mark wide, and the Redskins gather the easy rebound. 25 feet away, straight on. Fort Laramie's got possession. Little pick and roll set up by Albert. Hielskamp on the swipe. Hielskamp races down the floor. Checked at the top of the key. Foul against Fort Laramie. It's common on Nate Meyer. 2:32 to go, third quarter. 39-35. Fort Laramie by 4 over Anna. You knew, Chuck, that 9-point lead would not stay there very long.
Well, you assume that. I mean, if Laramie could have kept pushing it out. But Anna's defense is now forcing Laramie out away from the basket. They're running their offense not from where they want to run it.
Hielskamp at midcourt. Right side pass to Bixler, 30 feet away. Doesn't use the screen from Dosik. Instead drives baseline right on top to Carter Elliott. Guarded out high by Nolan Burning. Near side Hielskamp. He's launched in 3 triples in this game. Straight away Dosik thought about shooting. Looks for Stewart. Back door. He's not there. Dosik on the bounce, into the right corner. Now fires to Stewart below the backboard. Reaches up and lays it in. Dosik to Stewart. And Anna's within 2 now, 39-37. Rockets come roaring back from a 9-point deficit. Minute 55 to go, third period. Rosengarten midcourt. Handoff on the play to Nate Meyer. Meyer through the top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, running
wow.
One-hander. Swish! Nate Meyer flipped one in. Unconventional shot, but you can tell Nate is comfortable doing it that way. Backdoor follow by Anna. Good bounce pass. Hielskamp to Bixler to the rim. Short, no good, but he slapped on the arm as he releases.
Well, both teams taking advantage of the defensive pressure by going backdoor.
Yep. Each team overplaying out high. Each club trying to slip the ball down to the baseline. Bixler, 2 free throws coming. The first dances all around the ring and falls in. 41-38, Fort Laramie by 3. A minute 35 to go here in the third quarter. second shot by Bixler, his first point here of the second half. It is up and good. 41-39. Fort Loramie's lead is 2. It's been as much as 9 here in the second half. In backcourt, Nolan Burning for Fort Loramie. Fires to midcourt. It's caught there by Jake Radiman. And Radiman caught the ball in the front court, then stepped into backcourt. He caught it and stepped over the line all in one motion. The official was pretty near the play. And that is a huge turnover, costing Fort Loramie an empty possession. And now Anna has an opportunity to tie or take the lead. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Stewart on the arc. Gives it up to Carter Elliott, 25 feet away. Against Ratterman, now Stewart. Here's Dosick. Albers has got that assignment. Baseline left at Juleskamp. The pull-up 12-footer, no good. Oh, what a follow by Stewart. It hung on the iron, dropped to the floor. But Stewart was chucked in the shoulder as he tried to make the stick back, and he's awarded 2 at the stripe.
Well, he came from outside the three-point line, and no one put a body on him.
Cam Stewart, a nice addition. Good floor play here in the third quarter for Anna. His free throw, though, offline. In the act of shooting, awarded 2. Colin Moore, a late third quarter sub for Jake Ratterman for Fort Loramie. 41-39, Redskins in the lead, but 2. Stewart, the second of a pair of free throws upcoming. And Griffin Dosick's on the sideline for Anna. How many fouls on him, Chuck? Dosick?
Dosick has 2.
Free throw by Stewart, yes. 41-40. The lead is 1 for Fort Loramie. Anna Rockets trying to set up pressure defense. 6 players in backcourt now. It is Radiman trying to inbound for Fort Loramie. Loops it to Rosengarten. He juggled, hung on. Up the left side it goes to Nate Meyer on the bounce. Ahead to Colin Moore, back to Nate, 35 feet away. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's an overplay by Stewart at midcourt. Hit a steal. He raked it free, lobbed it down the floor, layup good. Bryce Meyer, who's checked in for Anna for Dosick, on the leak out, got the flip from Stewart and put Anna up the 1, 42-41. Here's a tussle over the timeline. Anna gets a jump. And the Rockets' physicality now trying to impose itself on Fort Loramie. Anna has stormed from a 9-point deficit here in the third quarter and lead by 1.
Well, they won early in the season by just being an offensive juggernaut. They're winning this thing right now by a point because of their defense.
Indeed. Good observation, Chuck. Here is Juleskamp at the timeline for the Rockets. Half minute to go, third quarter. Anna up 1, a chance to go ahead with 3 or 4. Dosick back on the floor now. Hand off to Juleskamp. Picked up by Nate Meyer. Now here's Bixler. Randa Wee on him. Dosick plays pitch and catch on the arc with Juleskamp. Down to 12, 11. Juleskamp retreats. He's at the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. Left side to Bixler. 7 to play in the third. Bixler on the bounce. 15 feet away. Has it stripped. Break free by Fort Loramie. Redskins come away with the ball. Then in backcourt, Ratterman is undercut by Bixler. It's common. 2.1 left. And Fort Loramie will have to negotiate a long shot with just over 2 to play in the third period. And Anna up 1.
Yeah, that was the third foul on Bixler, too. So that was a little more costly than just a foul to end the quarter.
It was. Colin Moore heaves to midcourt. Here's a long 45-footer in the air, just short of the mark. Mason Kemper missed it by about 6 inches. 1-point lead, Anna, after 3, 42-41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically, since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's, too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Loramie with the ball to start the fourth quarter, but guess who steals it? And is Riley Huelskamp, and he dashes 60 feet the other way for a driving layup, and Anna sprints to a three-point lead. Loramie's turned it over, Chuck, in the last several minutes a few times.
They've got 7, and that was their 7th in the second half.
Brandewey in the right corner for the Redskins, who led by 9 in the third. They now trail by 3 at the start of the fourth. Right flank, it's Nate Meyer. Looks inside for Kemper on a pick and roll, can't get it to him. Meyer hangs on, goes to Rosengarten. He's being chested by Bixler of Anna, who forces a fadeaway jump shot. It's way off the mark, and Anna's got the board. Rockets have really stepped up their defense since about the 6-minute mark of the third quarter. Rockets up 3, trying to extend it. A minute gone here in the fourth. Here's a drive by Huelskamp in the lane, and a takeaway by Kemper. Careless dribble by Huelskamp. There's a long fire down the floor by Fort Loramie. Two left here in the fourth. Anna's lead is 3. Ball pitched in on the arc to Rosengarten. Pulls up, foul line extended right. On the elbow to Kemper. Another overplay by Huelskamp. Another steal. Down the court against Brandewey. Lay it up short, no good. Follow, yes. Dosik on the stick back. And Anna's ahead by 5. And as you've alluded, Chuck, a few times, Anna's pesky defense fueling its offensive attack.
Well, Loramie cannot afford to lose touch with them at this point in the game.
Here's Rosengarten, spin move in the lane, fall away 10-footer, makes it! Oh, what a shot by Rosengarten. One-on-one move over Bixler. Timeout called by the Redskins, who are down 3, 46-43, 6:20 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
And shout-outs in Rushi tonight to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Thank you, Superior and Francis Schulze. And also in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Anna up 3. Rosengarten with a field goal by Fort Loramie before the Redskins timeout. Here's Bixler, pulls up inside the arc on the right wing. Missed his jump shot long. Rebound Carter Elliott. No, he can't save it. Yes, he does. Fort Loramie touched it last. Rockets inbounding in the left corner. Ball lobbed to Dosik in the lane. He goes up high to Spirit. Good double team by Fort Loramie, which nearly stole it back. Ball flipped along the lane on the left to Huelskamp. laid in by him as Dosik alertly made the extra pass.
What a great pass.
And that lifts Anna to a five-point lead. Boyd, you can put a little star by that 2 points by Hjulskamp of Anna. He was fed by Dosik, and that's a huge bucket. And here's an off-balance turnaround lefty in the lane by Radiman of Fort Loramie. It caromed off the iron into the lap of Dosik of Anna, which has a lead of five now, 5:17 to go in the game. Bixler high left. That at Carter Elliott, left corner. To Dosik, rotated right side to Hjulskamp. Foul line extended right. He's at the elbow, hemmed in by two players. Then gives it up. Dosik wants to drive, can't do it. Ball thrown between the rings to Elliott, left side to Stewart. Stewart, dribble drive, elbow left. Dosik straight away, long three. Good! Griffin Dosik pours it in, and Anna has stretched its lead to eight. Boy, a 17-point swing.
Absolutely, yep. And that was his first three of the night. That was deep.
Very deep, at least 23 feet. Fort Loramie once led by nine in the third. Fort Loramie once led by nine in the third. Anna up eight until that Nate Radiman trifecta out of the left corner. He swished it.
He's got 20.
What a game for Nate. 51-46. Anna's lead five. Bixler barrels down the floor for Anna. Goes opposite left corner. Elliott. His jump shot, three-point land, curls around the rim and comes out. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Redskins down five. 4 minutes to play. Oh, what a great drive by Rosengarten all the way to the rim. Reverse layup. Can't get it to fall. And here's a long pass by Anna, tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 4:02 remaining here in the fourth. 51-46. The lead five by Anna.
That was a nice effort by Eli, but I'm not sure it was a great shot at that point in the game. That was a tough one.
Yep.
That reverse in traffic.
It sure was. Anna did well to guard him as good as the Rockets did. Rosengarten tried to use the rim to help him. It just rolled off. Here's Anna attacking. Bixler freed up behind the arc. 22-footer sprayed off the rim. Stewart for Anna tracks down the rebound. 3:44 left in the fourth. Stewart in the right corner. He's available. Guns it. Missed it long. It barely shaved the rim. And the rebound comes down to Fort Loramie, which trails by five. 3:33 to go here in the fourth. Bounce pass low in the right. Albers beneath the rim. Feeds left corner to a teammate. Here's a long three ball by Rosengarten. And here come the Redskins again. 51-49. Fort Loramie behind by two. Anna takes a timeout. 3:20 to go in the fourth. It's a thriller here at the Rockets Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, I know most of you have heard of Brookins. We'd like to tell you all about it. Brookins with great food. Carl Arnes, the man in charge, he's doing a splendid job. He puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. You'll enjoy the food, no question about it. It's the place to be for enjoying tasty roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday nights. More about Brookins in a moment as we return to action. Anna fumbles the ball away. They muff it after the timeout, leading by only two, and Fort Loramie's got possession. Here's Nate Meyer in the right corner. Throws it out back to Nate Radiman. One Nate to the other. 2:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins a chance to tie or take the lead. Fort Loramie's led by nine here in this half. Anna's had an 8-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Here's a jump shot high left by Rosengarten. It clangs off the rim. Rebound goes into the left corner, and it's traced down by Hjulskamp of Anna. Big miss by Fort Loramie. That was for the tie. That was a long 2-pointer. Here's Hjulskamp, top of the circle to Carter Elliott for Anna. Team foul situation, four on Fort Loramie, only two on Anna in this half. Baseline left, Dosik. Great move around Kemper to the rim, and he attracts a two-shot foul. Griffin Dosik, Chuck, with those long legs and his quick-moving hips, has an outstanding drop step with his back to the hoop.
Well, if, like you said pregame, if you don't go out and chest him, he's gonna burn a three on you, and if you do, he's got the ability to put it on the floor and get to the rim.
Dosik at the stripe, fouled in the act of shooting, and he cans the free throw to stretch Anna's lead to three, 52-49, 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter.
That's 17 now for Griffin.
Remember, your food is cooked fresh at Brookins. High-quality food. You'll love it. Brookins burgers, Brookins roasted chicken, plus that pork chop special on Saturday nights. And the family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more are all welcome at Brookins, too. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open in addition. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookinshub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, hub.com. Well, with a three-point lead, Dosik missed the second free throw. Fort Loramie with a quick misfire in its half court, and then a push-off against Anna on the rebound. And we're down to a minute 59 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie trails by three in inbounds. Into the lane to Radiman, right back to Brandewey. Nice. Drives and scores. Brandewey with the left hand. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout, and we've got a one-point game. 52-51, Anna over Fort Loramie. Under two to play on scorespodcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
We've got a photo finish here at Anna. 52-51, Rockets up a point. Nick Brandewey with the last fielder for Fort Loramie to whittle Anna's three-point lead to one. Rockets possession, five team fouls on Fort Loramie, four on Anna. One-point lead for the home team. The white shirts have the ball, forecourt to her left. It's Bixler who retreats 35 feet away. Down to 90 seconds to go, near side to Hulskamp. Hulskamp on the bounce, gives to Carter Elliott. He's got it 35 feet away. Now to Leininger near the Rockets logo at midcourt. Pitches it right side to Bixler. And away from all the activity, we've got a foul against Fort Loramie. Perhaps that's a semi-intentional one.
It was absolutely intentional. Yeah. They wanted to get to six, and now they're going to play good defense. But they can't let this thing go down under a minute.
Exactly. 1:25 to go. That was a foul against Fort Loramie. Redskins sixth. Anna will have to shoot the bonus should Fort Loramie foul again. And the Rockets have got the ball out at the timeline holding it. It's Bixler 40 feet from the basket. He simply hangs on. Brandewey not checking him, so there's no five-second count.
I'm not sure what the strategy is. Anna can hold it for the rest of the game and win by a point.
Righto. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. 52-51 Anna. And now here comes the double team. Redskins have got two on Bixler, who gives it up into the left corner to Carter Elliott. Elliott fires it right back to Bixler. Elliott's grabbed, and he will go to the stripe to shoot the one and one.
I think it's Leininger.
Try to say Carter Elliott real fast three times.
But it's Leininger going to the free throw line.
Leininger's at the stripe. Yeah, you're right. It's not Carter Elliott. Leininger there.
You just like saying Carter Elliott.
Yeah, that might be the player that Fort Loramie wanted to shoot.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
One and one, and he's got it. That's clutch. Anna in the lead, but 53-51, 51.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, he had missed the front end of the 1-1 in the second quarter. That's kind of the things that you, as your bench sheet, you take a look at that and go, let's see if he's going to make these.
Yep, that free throw back then was not close. He does connect on the first here. All important second one by Liner in the air. It is good. And it's 54-51. Anna with three. Substitution, lining her out. Stewart in for defense. Fort Loramie will inbound. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure applied by Anna. Ratterman fires it in. It goes awry. Passes loose. Collision occurs in the Anna half court. Foul against Fort Loramie.
Boy, that was just poorly executed. No one came to the basketball.
Nope. Nope. And the Redskins may have had a timeout left. Could have used it at that point. Anna's pressure in the second half, Chuck, has been key. If the Rockets hang on to win this game, that will be the deciding difference.
Yeah, their defense would have won this game for them.
Now Carter Elliott's at the stripe. 1-1. He's got it. 55-51. Anna in the lead by four. 50.7 left here in the fourth quarter. Second check. Carter dips the knees, bounces it two, three times. Up and through. 56-51. Anna's got a five-point cushion. Here comes Fort Loramie. 48 seconds to go. At midcourt, it's Rosengarten. Picked up tightly by Bixler. Good overplay by Anna. Ball lob, left corner, Ratterman. Ratterman fakes right, goes left. Cam Stewart picked his pocket. Ball loose on the floor. Anna's got it. Foul Fort Loramie over the back. And there again, the example of Anna's defense. It has really tipped the scales in this game in the second half, Anna's direction.
Well, their defense will have won this basketball game if they hang on. That's 10 turnovers in the second half for Loramie. They only had five at the half.
Wow.
Still 1-1. That's only 19 fouls.
And a third straight different free throw shooter heads to the stripe for Anna, this time in the person of Griffin Dosick.
Well, they're 5 of 6 here in the fourth quarter shooting free throws.
And Griffin strides to the line, a chance now to enable Anna to pull away by as many as 7. And Dosick lofts it in, 57-51. He earns the bonus. And now Fort Loramie's in a heap of trouble. A made free throw here would make it a 3-possession game, and he's got it. 58-51 in favor of Anna, which led earlier in this half by 8 after Fort Loramie led by 9 at one point at the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, well, they had a nice start to the third quarter, but Anna's defense just really intensified, pushed Loramie out away. They were overplaying everything. Loramie was not able to go backdoor like they did earlier in the quarter to get the 9-point lead. Anna's defense has been outstanding tonight.
It sure has. That has spelled the difference in this game. Anna's D, no question about it.
And Loramie's defense has been outstanding, too. I mean, 58 points, and Anna's averaging pretty close to 80.
Yep. Better than 75 per game, Anna scoring. And right now, with 34 seconds to go, Rockets have been limited to 58. The last several points coming here at the free throw line. And now we've got 8 players in backcourt again. This is where Fort Loramie's been challenged, entering the ball. It's fired up the right side to Nate Meyer. Meyer's got it with a half minute left. Feeds it off in the play to Jake Ratterman. Ratterman drives down the left side of the lane, loops it up on the run. He glances off the rim. A lot of contact in the paint area, and it's ruled a charge. Cameron Stewart set up shot, and he drew it. Boy, he has been on the floor in key spots in the second half, Chuck, and he's delivered.
He's played a lot here in the second half, and he's done an outstanding job. I mean, he's got 3 points. You don't base what he contributed tonight on his points.
Exactly. And his contributions simply do not show up in the scorebook. Anna inbounding against Fort Loramie. Pressure, and a jump ball ensues. Anna does retain it thanks to the arrow. Only 25.8 to go. Rockets inbounding. Ball lobbed to midcourt to Bixler. Bixler steers his way down the left side. Dumps it to Leininger in the corner. Double team. Leininger in trouble. Foul, Fort Loramie. Leininger to the line with 19.4 to go. It is double bonus time for Anna, which is ahead by 7. And the final score in this game, Chuck, not going to be indicative of how competitive this game was all night long.
No. I mean, people are going to look on the scores and think that it was a 10-12-point win.
Free throw by Leininger on the money. And the Rockets have been shooting bullseyes at the free throw line here in the fourth period. 59-51, 8-point lead, Anna. Again, Fort Loramie led by 9 very early in the third quarter. Anna has now matched its biggest lead here in this half. Second free throw is missed. Fort Loramie with the ball in the half court. 13 seconds to go. Radiman has it poked away from behind. That defense of Anna, which has been suffocating at times here in the second half, enables the Rockets to pull the game out of the fire. 59-51 over Fort Loramie. The Redskins gave an excellent count of themselves here tonight, but simply ran out of gas against Anna, which showcased a stifling defense here in the final two quarters of this game. Our halftime score was 28 for Anna, 31 for Fort Loramie. Redskins pushed it out to 9 right away with the first 6 points of the third quarter. It was a 37-28 game in favor of Fort Loramie with about a minute 30 gone by in the third quarter. And from that point forward, after the 37-28 Anna lead, or I should say a Fort Loramie lead, the Redskins scored only 14 points the rest of the game, and Anna pumped in 31 to win by 8. Heck of a game, entertaining.
It was a good game.
And I think tonight we saw great strides, progress from Fort Loramie. The Redskins will develop into a very nice club at the season's end.
I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, they got good athletes, and then they're getting better basketball-wise. I was asking the other night, or Saturday when I was at Loramie, about Carter Mesher, and they said it's just it's open-ended. They're not exactly sure when he's going to be able to come back. They test it, and so far he's not been able to do the things he needs to do to be able to come back.
But the Redskins are so deep, a lot of bodies. They'll bring Carter back when he is at full tilt.
Right. Well, you're not going to mess with a kid.
No.
You're not going to injure him worse than he is.
And when he's 100%, he will make that kind of a contribution plus some. He's that kind of a player. So bring him back late in January, get him ready for the tournament, and Fort Loramie will be a force. Anna with a very nice home court victory here in the Shelby County League tonight to advance to 5-0 in league play. Anna now 8-0 on the year. Fort Loramie 3-3, 1-2 in league action. Again, Anna played excellent defense in the second half, and that's what took the game away from Fort Loramie. Anna's D generated its O offense at the other end of the floor.
Well, I mean, Loramie scored 19 in the first quarter, and they shot lights out. After that, they scored 12, 10, and 10. And on the other side, Anna had 17 in the first quarter, but then they scored 11, 14, and 17.
Yep.
And that's what pulled it away at the end.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, we've got more action for you from Botkins. We'll be broadcasting from the mezzanine up above the scorer's table and behind the benches at the Botkins Gym. Botkins entertains New Knoxville. This should be a very even game as the Rangers come calling against the Trojans tomorrow night. Of course, it's non-league play, the Shelby County League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. And our first look at Shelby County League at Botkins Club, coached by new man Sean Powell. We'll get an up-close personal view of the Trojans in action tomorrow night against New Knoxville. Our Clancy stars of the game, Chuck.
Well, let's look at individual scoring. And the first player, Anna Dosik, had 19. I didn't pick him. They got 15 out of Huelskamp. They got 12 out of Bixler. The two people I picked for Anna are Huelskamp, who had a red-hot start to the game, and then Cameron Stewart, who I thought in the second half he made plays defensively. He took a charge. He did outstanding. He took care of the basketball. He did a great job, kind of settled him down.
Oh, he triggered 3 or 4 steals, I think.
Yeah, he was a real key to them pulling away there in the second half. And on the other side, Ratterman had 20. They got 16 out of Rosengarten, only 6 from Nick Brandewee, but Nathan Ratterman at 20 points is the Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
And those young men win our Clancy's awards tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Anna Rockets, who swept Fort Loramie last year, have a leg up on the Redskins this season after winning tonight 59-51. Fort Loramie's next contest, by the way, is not in the Shelby County League. Redskins don't play next Friday night. They play 1 week from tomorrow night here against Marion Local, and we will webcast that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local at Anna next Saturday night, and then Anna goes to Botkins on Friday, January 11th. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is home to Botkins next Friday, and then home to Rushi 1 week after New Year's Day. That's a January 8th tilt, Tuesday night. Rushi at Fort Loramie. We'll cover that game for you. It will be webcasted right here on scoresbroadcast.com as well. Anna won the JV tilt before in a thriller. And Anna wins the varsity game here tonight by 8, 59-51. Coming from behind to do it, Fort Loramie led by 9 early in the third quarter. Good rally by Anna to close out the contest. Fort Loramie in that fourth quarter, Chuck, only 10 points and only 4 field goals. 9 buckets for the Redskins in the entire second half.
Well, we've talked about it, and they know it. They go through some scoring swoons, and against a team as good as Anna, you can't afford it. And I thought they played much better tonight than they did last Saturday night against Versailles, even though they got a win.
Exactly. Beat Versailles 45-38, but tonight hit their high water mark for the year, 51 points in the 59-51 loss to Anna. We saw growth from Fort Loramie this evening, a big step forward. And once the Redskins get the shoulder pads put away for good and leave the gridiron behind and polish up those basketball skills and then become full strength with eventually the return of Carter Mesher, Nate Ratterman rounding into form, this Redskins club will be a force come tourney time.
No doubt about it. And I also think that Anna, they got to play a close game. That's the first one they've had.
Good.
They played in the fourth quarter. They got to see what it's like to have to play hard in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And they did a good job.
We've mentioned our anchor underwriting sponsors. We were also on the web online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the in-between to south of Botkins. Food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. on the web at TomJerry's.com. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive, it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Tomorrow night from Botkins, the Trojans meet the new Knoxville Rangers. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40. And tomorrow night at Botkins, school officials will recognize that 1994 Botkins State Tournament team. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna on this Friday evening, where the Anna Rockets have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins in comeback fashion, 59-51.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.